Venezuelan foreign minister accuses Marco Rubio of using Nazi logic to discredit the UN by Christian K. Caruso on September 5, 2025. Venezuelan foreign minister Iván Gil on Thursday accused Secretary of State Marco Rubio of using Nazi logic to reject the United Nations' glowing review of Venezuela as a country free of illicit crops and combats drug trafficking with exemplary effectiveness. On Thursday, Rubio held a joint press conference alongside Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Gabriela Sommerfeld during his official visit to Quito. Rubio dismissed claims that Venezuela is not involved in the drug trade, which were based on a recent report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. Rubio described the claims as fake reporting, stressing, "I don't care what the UN says," and referred to the indictments against Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro on multiple narco-terrorism charges. "The UN doesn't know what they're talking about. Maduro is indicted by a grand jury in the Southern District of New York. That means the Southern District of New York presented the evidence to a grand jury, and a grand jury indicted him. And then a superseding indictment came out that was unsealed about a year and a half ago that specifically detailed Maduro's actions," Rubio said. "So number one, let there be no doubt, he, Nicolás Maduro, is an indicted drug trafficker in the United States, and he's a fugitive of American justice," Rubio declared. At another point of the press conference, Rubio described Maduro as a narco-trafficker, and reiterated that prosecutors presented evidence at a grand jury in New York for Maduro's indictment. Rubio noted that indictment documents from a U.S. federal court unsealed in July 2024 revealed more details of Maduro's involvement in drug trafficking activities during the early 2000s when Maduro served as foreign minister for his predecessor, the late dictator Hugo Chavez. "You say, oh, the UN don't agree. I don't care what the UN says. I don't care. They are. He is a fugitive of U.S. justice. He's not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. We never recognized him," Rubio said. "He is an indicted fugitive causing trouble in the region, and he was indicted by a grand jury in the Southern District of New York." Rubio's remarks infuriated Venezuelan Foreign Minister Iván Gil, who responded through a lengthy Telegram rant. Gil claimed in the text that Rubio, in his eagerness to attack Venezuela, allegedly lashed out against the United Nations and all the scientific data confirming that our country is free of illicit crops and combats drug trafficking with exemplary effectiveness. That is Nazi and gangster logic, denying the evidence, inventing enemies, and sowing hatred to cover up failures, Gil wrote. "He does so nervously, defensively, trying to cover up his absolute defeat in the policy of persecution against Latin America." And to add to the irony, he sits next to Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa, the banana grower who no longer exports fruit but drugs to the U.S. and Europe, with the complicity of the DEA, Gil continued. The Venezuelan foreign minister further claimed that Rubio spits lies from Ecuador, which he described as the sacred territory of Bolivarianism, and described his words as an offense to the Ecuadorian people and their armed forces. "What will Ecuador think when it hears Rubio propose foreign military bases on its soil, while its president protects a drug business disguised as politics?" Gil said. Rubio is not attacking Venezuela. He is attacking the truth, history, and dignity of our peoples. And in doing so, he confirms his destiny, that of a failed politician who withers away in hatred. Rubio confirms what Einstein said, "Two things are infinite, human stupidity and the universe," he concluded his rant. Nicolás Maduro is actively wanted in the United States on multiple narco-terrorism charges and stands accused of being a leading figure of the Cartel of the Suns, a U.S.-identified specially designated global terrorist, SDGT, led by top Venezuelan regime and military officials. The U.S. has long accused the Cartel of the Suns, whose name is a direct reference to the sun-shaped insignias worn by Venezuelan generals, of seeking to flood the U.S. with cocaine to harm its people. Interior Minister and long-suspected drug lord Diosdado Cabello and Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez also stand accused by U.S. authorities of leading the Cartel of the Suns and are wanted on multiple narco-terrorism charges. In early August, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that the United States doubled its bounty on information that can lead to Maduro's arrest from $25 to $50 million. Over the past days, Maduro and members of his authoritarian regime have repeatedly condemned the United States' ongoing efforts to combat drug cartels in Caribbean international waters and to curb the flow of drugs entering America. The Venezuelan socialist regime claims that the military deployment is instead part of a purported U.S. plan to invade Venezuela and oust Maduro from power and has begun preparing for the purported invasion. As part of the preparations, Maduro called for the deployment of 4.5 million members of the Bolivarian militia in August, an entity created by the ruling socialists and directly loyal to the regime. In late August, Maduro ordered a nationwide militia enlistment campaign to bolster its ranks. But according to international outlets, there was extremely low turnout and, in some cases, barren enlistment spots. Last week, Maduro claimed that the Bolivarian militia now has 8.2 million registered members thanks to the successful enlistment campaign. This week, Maduro threatened the United States with a prolonged armed struggle if the U.S. invades Venezuela.